number 11,054-36 Builders, Insight Homes, north of Route 88, Cave Neck Road, north of Riverstone Drive, being lot 168 within Windstone Development. A variance from the side and rear yard setback requirement.
State your name and address for the record, please.
Christina Wagner and Greenwood, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, ma'am.
Good evening. This house, for some strange reason, the surveyor did not have the correct setbacks. Luckily, we are very short distance, but it's three separate areas that I need variances for.
Okay.
The first one would be, 0.9 variance from the rear, from the morning room. A variance for 0.6 for the side, and I also have 4.5 for the right side where the air conditioner unit sits. And I have no excuse, I'm sorry.
Three minutes.
And we have used this company for probably 7 years now. We've not had any problems with them.
Okay. Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Rickards?
Do you have permits for build this?
I do, and I have a temporary CO also.
Temporary CO?
Until your decision tonight.
Let me ask you about your AC unit.
Mm-hmm.
Can you move that?
We can. We can move it, but everything is piped in and right to that one area. And that's usually how we put them next to the house, the same spot every time.
Well, what did the permit say? Did it say anything about an AC unit, being the setbacks of it?
Mm-mm.
Anything on it?
Any more questions?
So you can move the AC unit?
We can.
Okay. I don't have any other questions, Mr. Kennedy.
Thank you. Mr. Wortman?
No questions.
Mr. Hudson?
Make sure I understand you. You say the mistake was made with the surveyor?
Yes.
They laid the foundation?
Yes.
And have you spoken to the neighbors on lot 167? Do they have a problem with this?
No, sir.
Thank you.
Mr. Mills?
Yes, you had stated that the air conditioner, you needed a 4.5-foot variance. If the survey is correct, it shows that it's 5.2 feet away from the line, which would require 4.8-foot variance.
Okay.
It doesn't appear that the air conditioner can meet the setback requirement on either side, since the dwelling is 10.3 feet on the opposing side. Mm-hmm. Can you address the standards for granting a variance for us?
Yes. You're talking about the questions? Is that what you're talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's see. There is no unique circumstance. The lot is a normal size lot. Just made an accident. There is no unique condition. And that's pretty much it.
No. What is required of you is to convince us that there is a unique situation, that it wasn't created by you, that it can't be developed otherwise, that it won't alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and it's a minimum to afford relief. Or we're we become hard-pressed to approve it.
Okay. Well, we've built probably close to 40 homes in this development. We've not had any problem, and this community sat vacant for years and had nothing in it until we came in 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So you've built 40 in this?
Probably more.
Are you, who built your home? 36 Builders?
Mm-hmm.
You represent them?
Yes.
Okay.
36 Builders Inside Homes.
And you said you got your permits prior to building, or you started building first?
Nope, always got our permits. And we always have a proposed survey to tell us where we can put the home. That's
correct.
Our surveyor's job is...
You didn't start construction before you had the
no,
permits?
No.
You said the pipes were in the wrong place?
I'm sorry?
The pipes were in the wrong place, the survey?
No.
I'm not sure
what happened with the mistake. We give our information to the surveyor. He plats it for us. We okay it. He comes and stakes it. We did not realize until we came to get a CO that the setbacks were not right.
Did you request the surveyor to come and explain why what happened?
No, I could have, I guess. I work very close with Keith, so he thought everything would be okay.
Okay, any further questions from members of the board?
I don't have any.
Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I motion we take case number 11,054 under advisement.
Second.
I'll second that motion.
Okay, well, I have a motion by Mr. Workman and a second by Mr. Hudson that we take case number 11,054 under advisement at this time. All those in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
Mr. Chairman?
Mr. Scalway. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,054 has been taken under advisement, ma'am.
Okay.
What that means, you could stay if you would like. There may be a decision made here later on this evening, or you may call the office in the morning after 9 o'clock.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.